Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday, 8 o'clock, 6 o'clock on this Monday, August the 18th. I just had a great vacation in Door County last week. I went hiking and biking and sailing and kayaking. I want to thank John Munson for filling in for me last week. It's good to be back, but our scheduled guest is nowhere to be found, so we're going to have to switch gears and do something a little bit different. Let's do the August open line. We do an open line once a month to hear from you on ideas, on issues, on topics, on guests that you would like to hear on this program. And let's do it now. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Toll free from anywhere. If you're in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. What would you like to hear discussed on this program? Is there a current issue that's out there that you think we ought to be picking up on and talking about? Something perhaps that's in the news or not in the news, for that matter. We welcome your thoughts. We welcome your questions about this program as well, why we do what we do. We welcome your feedback on how we do what we do. We welcome your questions, feedbacks, and suggestions during these open lines. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Again, send an email to talk@wpr.org. Coming up a little bit later this morning, after 7 o'clock, it's our state capitol report. Many Wisconsin voters will see them on their ballots this November. We will talk with a supporter of health care advisory referendums and with an analyst who isn't sure that these questions are worth the effort. That's our state capitol report coming up after 7 o'clock. And then we'll talk about time after 8 o'clock, the psychology of time. We'll talk about how our concept of time determines our thoughts, our feelings, our actions, making time the most influential force on our life. That's after 8 o'clock. But right now, we would like to hear from you. How are we doing? What would you like to hear discussed on this program? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our scheduled guest, who was the author of the book Stimulated, Habits to Spark Your Creative Genius at Work, is nowhere to be found, so we'll either have to reschedule that program or do without it. But right now, that leaves us with an hour to get stimulated from you. What are your creative ideas for programs that you would like to hear? And I might as well throw a few questions out there, too. We are wondering what you think of the music that we play every once in a while during this program. I do see some comments in our listener logs that some do not like it. I did receive an email from someone who said, "I am not a fan of rock and roll, and I have just turned off your program because you played some rock and roll. If I wanted rock and roll, I would listen to a commercial station." Well, we just play little tidbits of music. We don't play entire songs, but I'm interested in hearing from you, whether you like that or not. I'm also interested in hearing from you as to what you would like to hear when this program goes on tour starting in mid-September. Got some great ideas during our last open line, and we are following through on some of those. But when we are in Superior, when we are in Door County, when we are in Madison and Milwaukee and Stevens Point and the La Crosse area and the River Falls area, I am interested in knowing what guests or topics that you think are particularly interesting from your region, people from your area that you think would be good to talk to while we are in your backyard. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Well, now we have lots of callers, so let's go to the phones. Eugene and Viola, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Good morning, Joy.
Morning.
Recently, they had the investigative reporter from a newspaper in Mississippi, and I don't remember the town, I don't remember the gentleman's name, who was instrumental in bringing some of the people who had killed or were involved in killing those three civil rights workers in Mississippi.
All right.
And he had helped bring them to justice after 40 years. And he just might be interesting to talk to.
That's great. So where did you say you heard him or saw him?
I heard him on NPR, and he was from Mississippi. And he has a technique. He took some of the Ku Klux Klan out to dinner.
Well, that's a technique, I suppose.
Yeah. And there's one angle on that. There was an element of the Ku Klux Klan here in Wisconsin in the 20s.
Yeah, I'm sure there was, yeah.
But he was explaining what he did and how he did it. And some of those guys, they said, well, it's 40 years. They can't prosecute us. And right now, one or two of them are sitting in jail.
Eugene, thank you very much. I made a note of that. We'll try to look that up. Thank you for that suggestion. And your suggestion also welcome at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org during this, my August open line. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, August the 18th. Coming up this afternoon, Gene Purcell is in for Ben Marins between 4 and 6 for At Issue. After 5, Gene and his guests will look at hospice care, how it works, when it's appropriate, and how patients and families can get the assistance they need. That's coming up this afternoon after 5. This is my August open line. We open the lines once a month to hear from you on what guests and topics, issues you would like to hear discussed on this program, the time slot of 6 until 9. Maybe you have some feedback on a past program, or maybe you have a question about how we do or why we do what we do. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We're getting lots of calls with people who have comments or suggestions for other programs or about other things you hear on the Ideas Network, but this August open line is for this day part from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. So when you are listening in the morning, what is it you want to listen to? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Ken in Verona has an idea. Hi, Ken. You're on the air.
Hi, Joy. Well, Joy, I just love your program, so I thought I'd tell you that right off.
Well, thanks.
Hey, I would like to hear, this is kind of maybe a newer subject, but unfortunately kind of a reoccurring theme. Carl Rove,
mm-hmm.
who was a month or so ago ignoring a subpoena to testify in front of Congress, said he was on vacation, and we find out that he was over in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia and meeting with the president. So if you could find someone to kind of highlight that detail, I would find it really interesting.
Yeah, why is that interesting to you?
Well, because then a month after he gets back, a war breaks out,
right.
And just kind of wondered how he's spending his vacation in Georgia.
doesn't sound like my idea of a good vacation, but yeah, that's interesting. And we'll be happy to see if Carl Rove will come on. I think we do have one of the programs has a call out to Carl Rove to see if he wants to come on. We'll see if that happens, but we could also look for another guest too. Thank you very much, Ken. I appreciate that suggestion. And we are looking for your suggestion on a guest or a topic that you would like to hear on this program. And again, remember, when we are on tour in September, we're starting mid-September and going all through October on Fridays. Every Friday from mid-September through the end of October, we're going to be in a different community. So our Week in Review program will be on the road. We'll try to highlight some politics from around the state, kind of hitting the campaign trail with this program. Plus, we're also looking just for some interesting people from your region or interesting things to do in your region that maybe we can highlight during this program. So let us know if you have an idea along those lines as well. 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Just to update you, we have not picked a name for this program in general. Still debating all of the great ideas that you have submitted during past open lines and through your emails. But we did pick a name for the tour. It's called the Joyride. So be watching for more details on the Joyride coming up. We'll post them on our website and elsewhere, I'm sure. Walt in Duluth, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. The topic that I think would be worth exploring is that explosive one about abortion. I think both candidates are trying to find middle ground on that. I know that just this last day or two, both Obama and McCain appeared with Rick Warren at his church in California, and it was interesting to hear what both of them had to say. I think if we could get past that issue and really focus on the whole broad issues of what we want in our country and what are the values that we have beyond that, I think we'd be a much healthier machine and a much healthier country.
That sounds like a good idea, Walt. We're talking about perhaps doing something, especially with that forum over the weekend. What struck you about that forum and the candidates' views on abortion? Anything?
Two things. One of the issues that raised the questions was McCain saying that he wanted, or he was thinking about a particular vice presidential candidate that would be pro-abortion, and his point was, so what, you know? Mm-hmm. And Obama, on his side, said, you know, he favors the pro-choice position, and he recognizes that that isn't a satisfactory answer for Christians, but he believes that the emphasis should really be on trying to help people avoid the situations where they get into a need for abortion in the first place. And so both of those answers, I think, show that the candidates are trying to get past that issue and not make it a polarizing thing.
Good idea, Walt. Thank you very much for that idea. We'll go now to Woody and Butternut. Hi, Woody. You're on the air.
Hello. The same with the music. You play rock. There's 24 other kinds of music you could mix it up with.
Oh, we try to play other kinds, too. Yeah. Well, you think that's all that we play is rock music?
Well, I'm a polka and bluegrass fan.
All right. We'll look for some polka and bluegrass. All right.
And then a little less politics. 8 shows a day sometimes is a bit too much.
Okay, so what other topics besides politics interest you?
Well, like last week you had a nice mix. The politics wasn't the head of the list.
Okay, boy, yeah, today our topics were creativity, which didn't work during this hour. The state capitol report, which does have politics usually in it during the 7 o'clock hour. And we're talking about time and our concept of time after 8 o'clock this morning. So I guess you're not catching the programs that we do that are not politically related. But I appreciate that feedback, Woody. Less politics and less rock. If we play music, you'd like to hear some bluegrass and polka, too. All right. Jim and Milton, hi, you're on the air.
Well, I don't want no music whatsoever. It really irks a lot of people. And sports, they could do away with that, too. That is so untruthful and so frivolous. The big things that you should dwell on more is the tremendous unemployment out here, the very fact that the economy is tanked, maybe permanently, and there's a complete lack of living wage jobs for people that need them so badly. The inflation is just terrible, little or no mention on that. It's unreported, underreported. And the population factor out here is just absolutely hurting the country. Immigration, birth control, not enough on that. and I'd like to hear from Noam Chomsky once in a while, but I suppose he's so busy, he's the most wanted speaker in the United States.
Well, yes, Jim, we do put in a request for Noam Chomsky every once in a while. He has told us in the past that he limits his appearances on any given radio station to once or twice a year, so we don't get him as often as you would like him. Thank you for all of those ideas. Well, I wrote them down as quickly as I could. Victor in Milwaukee. Hi, Victor. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jerry. Welcome back from your vacation.
Thank
I just
you.
Came from Jamaica. Been
Ooh.
About 9 days there, so of course I watched the Olympics down there. You know I'm a sports fanatic.
Yeah, they were doing some pretty good stuff on the track this weekend.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. they did. Usain Bolt just stole the show. That's big news down in Jamaica.
Lightning, yeah.
Speaking of Jamaica, I got an idea for some theme music that I never hear.
Reggae.
Of course.
All right. There we go. We'll get some.
All right. My two suggestions are, one, I'd like somebody from one of the local law enforcement agencies to discuss the Amber Alert, how effective that is, does it really work? And my suggestion for your tour to Milwaukee is I'd like for you to come back to Discovery World Museum.
Oh, all right. That's a nice sight, sure. I don't know if we've thought about that. That was a nice time when we were there for the boat ride, and also Ira Flatow was there.
Yes, mm-hmm. I missed you there because mm-hmm. I did attend that. I got to talk to Kathleen Dunn and Gene Faraca and couple other people.
Well, my loss, Victor. So we'll certainly going to be in Milwaukee. I think we're looking at a place somewhere right in the Milwaukee Center, but that Discovery World Museum is certainly a nice place. So we'll consider that.
All right, Joy, and I have no complaints about your program.
And welcome
Keep
back.
Up the good work.
Thank you so much, and welcome back from your vacation. Carrie in Augusta. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning, Joy. First of all, I really thank you for your programming. I make a lengthy commute a couple times a week, and this is what keeps my commute just keeps me going. So the topic that I would be really interested in would be something on reconciliation. And there's a Reverend Will Campbell, who's a Southern Baptist minister, and I'm actually not sure if he's still living or not, but he has always said that that's kind of the goal of humankind, and he talks about it from a political activism as well as a spiritual point of view. And he is somebody who has been very involved. He says we have to sit at the table with everyone. We have to listen to all sides of every issue. And I really believe that that's an interesting topic. And when you look at that in our polarized political arena, boy, if we could just sit at the table with an open mind and really focus on that idea of reconciliation. So kind of thinking about what does that mean? How does it look? What is that about?
Nice idea. And you said it was Reverend Will Campbell?
Yeah, Will Campbell, and that's Campbell. He's an author. He's written mm-hmm. books, Brother to a Dragonfly. He's got many books, and he's a Southern Baptist minister. He was really involved with the desegregation of the South. So he's been around. He walked with Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
He sat at the table with KKK members. You know, he understands how it is to look at different sides of the issues and not judge.
Carrie, thank you so much for that idea, and thanks for listening to us on your commute. We're going to check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio and then look for more of your ideas during this open line. Our scheduled guest is apparently sleeping in this morning, so we are getting some ideas from you for other people to talk to in the near future during this program. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio at 7:36 on this Monday, August the 18th. 1-800-642-1234 is the toll-free number to call with an idea for a topic or a guest that you would like to hear between 6 and 9 weekday mornings here on the Ideas Network. If you're in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Barbara in Madison is our next caller. Hi, Barbara. You're on the air.
Oh, good morning, Joy, and welcome back.
Thank you.
My froggy voice. It's so early in the morning me, but I couldn't resist calling.
I'm glad you did.
I love the title for your show of Joy in the Morning, because I think you do bring us a lot of happiness and joy, and it's uplifting in many times. You know, I listened to our presidential candidates the other night, and I must say this, Rick Warren is a compelling figure and would make such an interesting guest. Mm-hmm. He was just a delight. But the reason I really called was I was disturbed that voters in our state took away, didn't give our fellow citizens their rights in the gay movement. And there's a professor on campus that I just adore. His name is Joe Elder. And I just think he would make a wonderful guest to tell how the rights for our gay citizens are coming along. It hurt me deeply that they didn't get their rights that they mm-hmm. so richly deserve.
All right. Yeah, we've had Joe Elder on the program in the past, but not on that topic. I think we've talked to him mainly about things like terrorism and all that, of all things, because he's sort of an expert on Southeast Asia. But do you think that he would be good with...
Oh, yes. He and his mm-hmm. wife have been so active so long, and it might be just wonderful to invite his wife also. They're just such leaders in this community for the protection of rights for our gay citizens. And I just think that I'd like to hear how he feels about what is happening in our country for our gay citizens and in our state.
Thank you so much, Barbara, and your voice sounded beautiful, as usual. Marion in Madison is with us now. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. The other day I heard on the Bill Moyers program, the most electrifying person I've heard in a long time. His name is Andrew Basevich, Basevich.
Mm-hmm.
He is a professor at Boston University. I don't know what his field is, but he has a book called The Limits of Power. And I thought, oh, here's another professor who's going to talk my book. He was the most broad-minded, wise person, and an excellent speaker. I can't tell you how impressed I was with this man.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about things that are all bad news, and he made it palatable. You didn't want to just go and put your head in the oven after you've heard him for a while. He is eager to tell us what we need to do, like learn how to save, get out of this foolish war, practical advice. He speaks from experience about the war because his son, to whom his book is dedicated, was killed in Iraq, and he would make nothing of it. He said, that's a personal matter, I can't discuss it, and I won't. But it indicates that he has more than just a passing interest in that, and in a whole lot of other practical matters. I can't say it enough. I'm so impressed with him.
Thank you so much, Marion. He sounds very interesting. We'll look into that. Limits of Power, do you think, is the name of the book?
It isn't the book so much as the man, I believe.
Right. Okay, thank you. Lori in Eau Claire. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
You had a program sometime in the last couple months, and it was a woman who wrote a book about the best hamburger joints. And she was talking about all the different places, but people with a passion would call in and give their favorite spots of where they like to go. And I'd like to see that extended out to maybe some other ethnic food groups, maybe like, you know, Mexican or Italian or even where's your best burrito place or things like that, because people really got into it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was fun. And I did recall that, but it was he was a guy who wrote a book and he had a TV show. We had a woman on recently who did a book on the cheeses of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And people
I think it was the same person, but not.
Oh, but that's a great idea. I'm glad. I love doing the food shows, too. And I think that Cynthia Schuster, my producer, just reminded me that we are working on a show about Wisconsin supper clubs. Well, it's not exactly ethnic, but that's, you know, that's kind of along the same lines.
Yeah, that's the same thing, though. It's because people, you know, they have their favorite spots they like to go to, and they want to tell everybody.
Yeah. Lori, thank you. I'm glad you like those shows, and we'll try to get another one on soon. Steve in Green Bay. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Joy.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to draw your attention to an author I saw yesterday on C-SPAN, and I think the name is pronounced Choate, C-H-O-A-T-E.
Okay.
He is selling a book, or at least was talking about his book, about dangerous business, and it's about the NAFTA free trade agreements.
Okay.
Which, according to him, 66%, I mean, two-thirds of American people never wanted it, and yet it passed overwhelmingly in Congress. And he talks about one of the first things we can do after the next election is to build our infrastructure. And he said it's a $2 trillion job, and we do not even need to borrow from other countries. We can do business with private contractors in the United States, and it'll bring back lots of jobs. And so I thought it was a good author to explain this.
Sounds like it. Yeah, it does. And with Labor Day coming up and other things, that would be a timely topic, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Dangerous Business, The Risks of Globalization for America is the name of that book, Steve. So we'll look into getting the author, Pat Choate, on. Dave in Eau Claire, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
The reason I'm calling this November, there's going to be an election, a referendum, in the state of Minnesota. 0.375% sales tax could raise $275 million a year. The money would be split in thirds. Parks and trails getting a third. Conservation projects affecting land, air, and water, a third, and the arts, a third. The arts was a compromise after 9 years of debate on this in Minnesota to get it to the referendum stage, and it's going to be in November, I believe. The state of Iowa is also working through the legislative process for a special sales tax. We in Wisconsin have been mired on the same issue for nearly a decade. I think Spencer Black had introduced something in the assembly, never got out of committee. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress had pushed for a designated sales tax, and its members continue to. So I think down the road, among the fall elections, that may be a good topic.
Oh, excellent topic, Dave. Thank you so much. We'll certainly try to do something on that. We are doing a program coming up in our next hour that's not exactly related to referendums on increasing the sales tax, but we will have a program on a push to put referendum questions on the ballots in many Wisconsin communities this fall that asks if we want health care reform. More specifically, do we want universal health care coverage? And this question calls on the legislature to enact universal health care coverage by the end of December of 2009. We'll get two different views on this effort coming up in our state capitol report between 7 and 8 this morning. This is my August open line. We're looking for your ideas for topics and guests that you would like to hear on this program. We also welcome your questions or any feedback. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's about 13 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Monday, August the 18th. This is my August open line, looking for your ideas for programs that you would like to hear during 6 and 9 weekday mornings. Our next caller is Jennifer in Casanova. Hi, Jennifer. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
I was thinking an interesting topic would be with the recent storms and weather, the insurance companies and how people's relations with those are going, what's covered, what's not covered.
Okay.
And perhaps getting the insurance commissioner online with the most consumer complaints.
Okay. Were you touched by those at all, Jennifer?
I was, but I also actually work in the insurance industry. And so I get kind of both sides from the community and from the insurance industry. And I think there's a lot to talk about with consumers on that topic.
Yeah, so far, are there complaints?
Well, it's not necessarily complaints. I'm amazed at how many people don't know the policy that they're buying. What's covered, what's not covered. replacement versus repair costs, service of insurance industries. I mean, most calls come into the insurance industry say, well, you're just trying to save a dollar, when actually there's no coverage for something. And on the same note, there's people that could have coverage and could have claims and don't know that they can turn stuff in. I just am amazed by the lack of, you know, knowledge of what's out there when somebody's buying a policy.
I'll have to admit, I didn't read my policy from cover to cover. So, yeah, that's an interesting idea, Jennifer. Sounds like there is a lot to talk about. Thank you for it. John in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I would like to hear either Michael Parenti or Chalmers Johnson talk about American imperialism. The events in Georgia and Ossetia the last week stirred up a lot of angst on my part because the U.S. would never allow Russia or China to allow the formation of a military alliance around our borders, yet that's what we've done with the Russians, and we're surprised that they reacted. And neither one of those countries have over 800 bases in over 130 countries. So the primary imperial power calling the kettle black strikes me as a real conundrum, and it seems like the American people ought to be appraised of this since we're paying for this horrendous military-industrial complex. On a direct note, though, there's a tendency in Wisconsin Public Radio to structure the hours around host and guest interviewing. Now, this wasn't the case with the old Tom Clark format. In the first 20 minutes, Tom would ask the pro forma 11 questions, you know, the five W's, three elements of context, how much, and then corroboration, attribution. Those are just automatic. And then the guest would give one or two of their principal points. And for the rest of the time, the guest would call in. And the reason I like this is this. The host has definite biases, and they don't cover a lot of the things that should be covered. And for an example, last week I listened to Kathleen, and this is no real criticism of Kathleen because she usually does a pretty good job, but she missed the boat completely with Ron Suskind's new book. The key elements were Habush.
I don't know if I want to go
into
something Kathleen.
I'm just going to tell you. They were extraordinary precepts in this book by Ron Suskind, and she did not touch them whatsoever, and the meat of that book did not get out to the public. And that's the danger from having a host guest conversation and not really having participation of the
John, that Kathleen loves to have caller participation, and it really, our format, it does say one-on-one interview with guest for the first portion of the program before that first break, and then as many callers as we can get in after that is what all of the hosts do. So you're saying she didn't take any callers after that?
No, the point is she didn't get the calls in to cover the meat, and she didn't have the gumption to cover it herself. And I've noticed with your week in review, you set the way that things are going to be covered. It's not people call in. If people call in early with certain things, you'll fit them in, say, 30 or 40 minutes later when they fit into your format, and that's what I don't want to see.
Well, that's a different type of program, though, because you move on from topic to topic in that program. But you want more caller participation. You
absolutely.
Don't think, yeah, that's fine. And I love having callers participate. I want as many callers as possible to participate as long as the caller is on the focus of the program, not talking about something else or, as, for example, the Week in Review, bringing up a topic that we had discussed a half an hour ago, because we do need to move on from topic to topic during the Week in Review. So your point is noted, John, and we want to get on in as many calls as possible. I want to hear all of your perspectives on these. Linda in Monroe. Hi, Linda. You're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. Excuse me. First of all, I want to say I really enjoy these open lines because it gives the listener a chance to hear other ideas from other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that caller earlier that said about the Bill Moyers program that would make a good guest. Now, my comment is, we were watching 60 Minutes last night, and in the country of Congo in Africa, it said in some villages 90% of the women were getting raped, and they were getting disabled, and it doesn't give them much of a life after that if they're getting raped. And I think you should have a program on somebody that knows something about Africa.
Okay, thank you very much, Linda. Appreciate that suggestion, too. 1-800-642-1234 is our toll-free number if you have a suggestion for us for this morning program from 6 until 9, or if you have a question or any feedback We are looking for your ideas for guests and topics, things you would like to hear discussed on this program. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We hold these open lines once a month so we can hear from you. We do follow through on as many ideas as we can. We're unable to follow through on all of them. So please excuse us if your particular idea doesn't show up in the next few days, but we do appreciate all of the ideas and do work on as many as we can. Our next caller is Art in Kewaunee. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy, and welcome back.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that in particular when you're talking with guests who are running for office, who are representatives of campaigns, et cetera, if you can do whatever you can to kind of shoehorn yourself into the middle of their monologues that they launch into, which are frequently very repetitious, they are constantly kind of tripping over themselves trying to say the same thing, and in answer to a single question they'll say the same thing six different ways, and the bottom line is that you get in very few callers that really get a chance to ask the hard questions. They are constantly kind of trying to gobble up as much time as they possibly can by dominating the conversation by repeating themselves. So I guess I would just say be a little bit more aggressive. All of the hosts and hostesses, just be a little bit more aggressive in inserting yourselves in there to move the conversation on or to put an end to their rambling.
Yeah, are you talking about candidates in particular?
Well, I think it's common among candidates. It's common among representatives of campaigns, of particular campaigns. Representatives of the parties, whatever it might be, but they just tend to want to dominate the conversation through a lot of repetition and a lot of rambling, in which they say the same things in many different ways. As I'm saying it right now.
I was going to say, quit rambling, Art. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry, I am.
We appreciate that. You're right. We should try to jump in if a guest is being repetitive. We can say, okay, yes, we know that. We'll move on. Thank you. Mike in Baraboo, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning. Say, my wife and I went to a community presentation. The Kiwanis put it on, and then it was put on for the community as well, but there was a detective there. And the lady asked me his last name, and I can't remember it, but I remember his first name was Jed only because I remember the old Beverly Hillbilly show, and my wife and I commented about it. But he's a detective for the Dallas Police Department, and he did a program on protecting your children online as well as in the community.
Sure.
He works with the national exploited children thing.
Okay.
But just phenomenal presentation. My wife and I, we have grandchildren, but we were just riveted by the presentation and the statistics and stuff that he brought up about, you know, how much of a problem this is and how big a problem it's becoming. And he'd probably be a very good person to have on your show.
Thank you very much, Mike. I'm sure we can track down an Officer Jed in Wisconsin.
The name, and because my wife and I kidded about it because, you know, it's an unusual first
name,
but I can't remember what his last name was.
No, I'm serious. I'm sure we can track down who this person is based on your description. Thank you very much. Lisa in Menominee, Michigan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks.
I just wanted to, first of all, thank you. You're my lifeline to the news. I live in Menominee, Michigan, and I don't know how we get NPR, but I'm just glad we do.
I
was also going to see if they could have anybody on to why we're not impeaching George W. Bush with all the things that he has done or not done.
Okay. Yeah, we've on and off done various programs along that theme, and we can certainly do another. So thank you very much, Lisa. I know John Nichols from our Capital Times and from The Nation wrote a book on impeachment, pro-impeachment. Maybe he would have some thoughts on why that is not going anywhere. Now let's see. Chris in Madison is with us now. Hi, Chris.
Good morning. Recently I visited the Obama headquarters in Madison, and I was struck once again by the statement that Robert Strauss with the Democratic National Committee years ago said that Democrats always have an inherent disadvantage in that they, whereas Republicans, their election machine is smooth and well-oiled and always ready to go, the Democrats seem to want to have all these bright young people who spend two-thirds of their time reinventing the wheel. In other words, that there's so much, there's so little continuity with the Democrats that I think they always are playing catch-up right up until the November election.
All right, we'll see if we can find a guest that could possibly talk about that, Chris. We're at the end of the hour, though, so let me thank all of you for your suggestions. We will, as I said, try to follow through on as many as possible in the near future. You can always send us suggestions. Go to our website. There's plenty of spots there for you to either send an email or a program suggestion, wpr.org. You can also send us suggestions through the mail, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Or you can call Audience Services at 1-800-747-7444 and leave your suggestion with Audience Services. So thanks to all of you. We will, try to follow through on as many as we can. Thanks to Cynthia Schuster and Cheryl Gasser for producing this program. And thanks again to John Munson for filling in for me last week while I was on vacation. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.